Well, thank you, Bob, for coming in to speak
Lydia.
To us about one of my favourite shows already.
Oh, wow.
I'm not kidding. I was so nervous before I first watched it because being a fan of Breaking Bad.
What were you thinking before you watched it?
I didn't know what it was going to be exactly.
Right.
And how it was going to pick up. And then one we picked up.
And you were afraid it would just not work.
Well, I think but then deep down, I knew it would.
Well, you know, you felt the same way I felt, which is these are the same guys who created Breaking Bad, and they are, and I know them personally, and I just know how serious they are and how hard they work. They work too hard. Like, I'm like, take it easy. Have some fun to them, and you're like, I sound like an idiot. They're not going to have fun. They're just not. If they have fun, then they throw out everything they wrote that day that they had fun. They refuse to take it easy and take it light. But anyways, it's Vince Gilligan, created Breaking Bad, wrote The X-Files, some of the best episodes of The X-Files. Peter Gould wrote the first episode with Saul Goodman on Breaking Bad. And then the rest of the staff is also Breaking Bad people. It's, you got to trust that material. And they did some interesting things with Better Call Saul. I think that first, they just didn't apologize. You know what I mean? They hit the ground running with a super idiosyncratic scenario. What is that brother? What is going on with him? That's a real condition, you know.
Is it?
Yes.
Because I was like, have they made this up?
You'll learn. No. You will learn what he has. And you can look it up on Wikipedia. It's people have it.
Is it just a mind thing, or is it?
If I say it's a mind thing, then people who have it are going to be really angry.
Yeah, that's true.
So, because for them, it's very real and physical.
So you must be pretty pleased with the reaction.
I'm so relieved and thankful and surprised. Now, one of the reasons I'm surprised is because I did expect more backlash, just knee jerk. Forget it. There's no way. You can't touch these characters that I love so much. Just that. And there's been a lot less of that than I ever expected, by far. But also, I'm surprised because I don't know what is wrong with me, but I've been developing movies and TV shows in LA for so long, and I've appeared on many shows. But I'm so used to making things, and then no one sees them. That somehow in my mind, I forgot that they were going to show this.
And that it would be record-breaking, nonetheless.
Now, that I never expected. I honestly, and not to take it for granted, because it's amazing how well it played in America, how many people sampled it. But, I mean, I still, if you'd asked me, I would have said, it'll start like any normal show. There'll be a small audience, maybe a little bit bigger because of Breaking Bad. And then slowly, hopefully, we'll build. And how could I have forgotten how big Breaking Bad was? I just forgot. It was like, yeah, I already did that. And then I went and did Fargo. So maybe that spacer just blocked it out. But of course, Breaking Bad was massive. And people loved it. And it didn't go long enough for people. So they were still hungry for it when it ended. So we got that huge rating on the first episode of Better Call Saul. Now, we will take some shots to the head.
Of course, that comes with it.
And we will survive.
Now, obviously you're now James McGill at this current stage.
I thought you were going to say the greatest actor of his or any generation.
Because I've been raving about you all week, trust me. I'm just like, even though I know what happens to him, I get so scared for him and I just want that. I'm honestly like, I can't believe you've taken me to where I thought a prequel couldn't take me.
Wow.
To be perfectly honest. Just
I feel that way about the writing of this thing. When I read it, I was like, how did you hook me? That last 10 seconds of the first episode, I couldn't believe when I read it that they got me that, upset and anxious. And I was like, get me the second script. What is going on?
There's so much. I know you won't get
me
any
answers. I mean,
you've
played it here, right?
Mm-hmm. It's on Netflix here.
Yeah, it's on Netflix. It's already played.
Yeah.
So you... Tuco!
I know.
Tuco!
I know. And then I had to wait a day. And now I've got to wait a week.
Yeah.
And I'm kind of like, come on. And I want to know what's happening with Mike. Because I'm there just going, he's just giving you stickers. Like, how does this turn into what it's going to be in the future?
Oh, man, you're going to learn a lot about Mike. There's a whole episode that is just Mike, and it's super heavy, heavy stuff.
Is it? Because he's dark. A cop, isn't he? And I,
yeah, you're going to see so much story that's just great.
Oh, I'm so excited.
And there's a lot of comedy in it, too.
Yes.
It's a lighter show than Breaking Bad was. It's just the character's funny, and he... When Walter White got into trouble and into danger, it wasn't that funny necessarily. Sometimes it was, or there's a funny line here or there. But with Saul, every time he gets in trouble, it's you smile.
You do.
Even though you like him, you want him to be okay, but it's just kind of fun. It's funny to watch him suffer.
It is. And he does seem to be suffering a fair bit at the moment. Is got to be said. Are we going to have any little cameos? Are we going to see Walter White just sort of strolling along in the background of a shot?
That would be a good way to handle it, don't you think?
Mm-hmm. It would be the best way to handle it, I think.
I agree. So far, that will not happen in the first season. Neither will Jesse be there. We don't want to mislead people. Other characters will appear, and in the second and third seasons, whatever we get to do, they could. I don't think Walter could appear except the way you just said. Mm-hmm. Because I don't meet him until Breaking Bad. But Jesse could easily appear.
Yeah.
He could fit into the story. And Dean, Hank, because he knew Saul before. When Hank sees Saul in the hallway at the police station, they know each other. Yeah.
Okay, so... I have got to let you in on something.
All right.
I have in this little team that I work in. We do a thing called Cinnabon Friday.
Really? You eat
really?
Those?
So we've been to Cinnabon Friday.
Well, they're really good.
Are you sick of them? Or do you
No. This is the first one I've been offered since I made them.
Is it? And I know, because I just...
And I did make them properly.
You know how to do absolutely every aspect of this,
I know
am
what's
I right?
in them, which is not a good thing to know. Although it is completely, it is food. It's not like...
chocolate or normal, which one would you prefer?
Oh, man. I'm going to grab one of these. Do you have a napkin or something?
I will check and see if I have a napkin.
Oh, my God. Look at that. It's just a slug of goodness and yumminess. I need a napkin.
Yeah, I will
something.
Grab you. I think I've got some napkins in here.
Whose idea was this?
This was my
Cinnabon
idea.
Friday.
Well, this is our idea. We came up with it, and then... I'm not actually kidding. I watched that opening sequence. I watched the opening sequence, and I just saw
I've
the
never had
and
a
I
chocolate
went,
one. They don't have these in America.
Do they not?
No.
Well, there you go.
They don't
we've
have chocolate
new
ones.
Today.
Oh, God. Where'd you get this?
There's one right around the corner from here. And I, honestly, on Monday, when I was first watching the episode, I saw the opening shot, and I went, Cinnabon Friday. And I was like, I have to do it.
Yes,
is it good?
Oh, God. That's good.
The first time we ever had one, honestly, if you'd have recorded the noises that we made, it would have sounded very dodgy, to say the least.
It makes you realize you're an animal. You're just an animal. Because you put that in your mouth and you're like... Mm-hmm.
But you really, so for that sequence, you did everything, every aspect
they
of it.
They sent a woman out from the headquarters of Cinnabon and she showed me how to do it. And I did it.
Could be a whole new career for you.
I could walk right into Cinnabon. I could break in the middle of the night and bake like an elf. I could make Cinnabons for the next day.
Fantastic. I'm so glad that you're loving our Cinnabons. And I'm really, really sorry, but I'm afraid I've got to finish the interview here now. But I'll let you carry on eating.
Yeah, I'm busy.
You can't talk anyway now.
I got a chocolate Cinnabon.